Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 279. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis, the podcast by me, just the guy, a dude living here in Chicago. And today is my birthday, actually. So happy birthday to me. Today I am 33 years old, which is pretty cool. I don't know about you, but I love getting older. I think it's awesome. Maybe it's because I was a bit of a late bloomer, but I feel like every year just keeps getting better and better. I feel like a fine wine, just getting better with age. And granted, this past year was a weird year of getting older, but even though I think so many things stayed the same, namely in my apartment for a year, so many things stayed the same. So many things have changed in my life personally, and I'm so, so grateful for that. I'm grateful for another year around the sun. And today I've got an episode that I've been wanting to do for a bit. And if you listen to the podcast or even just follow me on Instagram and you read my quotes, you might have this impression of me that I'm this guy who, you know, I wrote a book called Single Is Your Superpower. I'm a guy who writes a lot about standards and saying no to fuckboys and situationships and things like that. You might have this assumption that I'm a guy who's like, yeah, you know, fuck relationships, getting married, dating, like you need to be single, don't date, be single. And it's actually quite the opposite. Like I want you to find someone amazing and then spend the rest of your life together. But between now and then, you know, the weeks, the months, the years, even the decades in which you're single, I don't want you to be miserable. I don't want you to be sad. I don't want you to think you're blowing it, that you're falling behind or anything like that. So if anything, I'm at war with this idea that being single is a bad thing, because it's not. It's not even a remotely bad thing. And so that's why I talk about it a lot. I do. I talk about it a lot. And I do it because I know a lot of you who listen are single, and I really want you to celebrate it. I want you to smile. I don't want you to get down on yourself. I don't want you certainly to buy into this stigma that being single means there's something wrong with you. Yeah, it is a stigma. Like, I don't know where the heck it came from. I don't know at all that being single means something's up. Like, hey, like, what's up? Like, why are you single? Like, I don't know. Have you ever heard this when people say things like this? When people say like, hey, friend, like, you're so amazing. How come someone hasn't swooped in and cuffed you up? You know, you're so cute. How are you possibly single? You're such a catch. You're too cute to be single. You're too amazing to be single. Look at you. You're such a catch. How are you single? Have you ever heard that? I'm sure you have. I have. I've heard it a lot. And again, this is the internet that I'm referencing here. So like, none of this goes to my head in any way. I'm not saying this to try to sound cool, but you know, over the past year the podcast has really taken off. I've gained like a couple hundred thousand followers on Instagram. Like, things have been really, really good. And through that, people are so, so kind to me and so, so supportive of me. And I get a lot of DMs, and a lot of them say some variation of this, like, Case, like, you're so awesome. How are you possibly single? You're too amazing to be single. Case, are you real? Like, how are you possibly single? Things like that over the past year. And obviously I appreciate that sentiment. Of course, it's very nice of you. Please keep it coming. I really, really need it. it's the same idea here, that being amazing, being cute, being funny, being kind, being successful, it means that you shouldn't be single. It's this idea that if you are amazing, if you're a catch, if you're cute, amazing, funny, attractive, successful, whatever, that means that you shouldn't be single. You shouldn't be single for long. That you're too cute to be single, right? We've heard this. And so I wanted to do just a quick episode on this to remind you, whether you're single or not, that your relationship status has nothing to do with how complete you are as a person. That's it. That's the facts. You are not incomplete because you're single. You are not incomplete because you're single. And so for this episode, this is for you. If you feel like you're the total package, but you're starting to doubt yourself because you haven't found your person yet, and you're letting these comments kind of get to you. And it's just a reminder that you can be a total catch and be single. It doesn't mean there's anything, literally anything wrong with you. You could be cute, amazing, funny, successful, every great adjective you can think of, and it has no reflection of how worthy you are of being in a relationship. And so I just want to take a couple of minutes here and talk about this because I think it's something we could all use to hear. We need this reminder. So I'll hop right into it before I do. Quick reminder that I really don't do sponsors on the podcast. I'm not out here giving out discount codes or free trials or anything like that. That's really not my vibe. I'm just the guy who's passionate about this, passionate about growth and mindfulness. And so all I ask is that if you're vibing with me, you help the show grow. Growing a podcast is not easy. And really the only way is if you tell your homies about it. It's if you share the podcast with your friends and tell them to give it a listen, to hit subscribe, that I release new episodes every Monday and every Thursday. And that's it. That's all I ask of you. It means a lot. And it is my birthday, so I can ask one thing on my birthday, right? So that's it. If you just share the podcast, and if you also you want to follow me on Instagram, you could do that as well. Case.Kenny, see what I'm all about. And if you really, really want to support me, you can also visit newmindsethoodist.com and pick up one of the several journals that I've created for you. But that's it. I really do appreciate you listening. It's made this past year so, so amazing. And I can't wait to make this year, year 33, an amazing one alongside of you, my beautiful total catch listeners. So let's get that out of the way. But back to this idea here, this idea that if you're cute, funny, amazing, talented, successful, that means that you shouldn't be single, right? Because there's this connotation behind that phrase that we hear so much, that you're too cute to be single. And frankly, I really don't like it. Shocker. And it's not because I don't like a good compliment, of course, but it's because it buys into this like totally ass backwards narrative that you're wasting your cuteness, your amazingness, your whateverness, unless you're in a relationship. And that's insane. Like, that's an insane thing to think. And we both know that. And I think we need to stay rooted in realizing that being single does not mean you're incomplete. Because the fact of the matter is, being single is a gift. It's an amazing, amazing, amazing opportunity. It's one, frankly, that is rather short-lived compared to the years that you'll likely be in a relationship. It is a gift. It truly is. And to think that it's not, I think that is a waste. And again, like I am all about love. Like I am team love. I am team soulmates. I am team rom-com here. I really am. Like I want everyone to find their, frankly, I want everyone to find their life partner as fast as possible. Really, as fast as possible so that then you can start your life together. I really want that. And I think that love, connection, compatibility with another human is such a gift. It's such a blessing. It is a purpose, in fact, to find that in life. It's what makes life worth living. It's what keeps life moving forward. And it's what bonds every single human on this earth together. It's an amazing thing. And I want that. And I want it for you. But it's important to remember that that is not what completes you. It really doesn't. Yes, love is a beautiful thing. Love, connection is a gift. But so is being single. And I really don't want us to forget this. Particularly when you're a hot 10 out of 10, a hilarious friend, a successful career-driven person, especially when you have all these amazing things going for you and you know you're a catch. Now is not the time to second guess yourself when you hear comments like this, that you're too cute to be single. So I say, let's remember that in life you have two gifts. You're given two gifts, the ability to love and share life with another human and the ability to be single. Two gifts, two sides of a coin. But for some reason, again, to my point, there's this stigma. There's this stigma, this assumption that if you're amazing, it means you shouldn't be single for long, right? If you're a catch, you shouldn't be single for long. And so we start hearing questions like this. Why are you single? You're too cute to be single. You're so amazing. How are you single? And obviously, I don't like this phrase. It's like, what do your looks have to do with you being single? What does your success have to do with you being single? What does your hilarious personality have to do with you being single? Nothing. Nothing at all. You could be amazing, hilarious, confident, funny, beautiful, and single. And there's nothing wrong with that in the slightest. And that's the reminder of God for you today. It's just a reminder. You can be amazing, hilarious, confident, funny, beautiful, successful, and single. One more time. You can be amazing, hilarious, confident, funny, beautiful, successful, and single. And the bottom line is, being single has nothing to do with who you are, right? Those adjectives I just listed off, that is who you are. You are amazing, hilarious, confident, funny, beautiful, and successful. That is who you are. Single is not who you are. In a relationship is not who you are. Married is not who you are. Divorced is not who you are. And even with me saying something like this, you might be like, Case, man, yo, I could really dig that, but it starts to wear off. It starts to wear off because at a certain point, it begs the question, if I truly am so great and I'm all those adjectives, then why am I single? Because maybe I don't want to be single. And in response to that, I'm like, okay, I feel that. I do. So let's drill it down into that question. Why are you single? Well, you're not single because your standards are too high. You're not single because you're hung up on the past. You're not single because you don't go out enough. You're not single because you're not emotionally available, and go on and on. You're single because in this moment, right now, you're single. You're single because you're single. And that is it. That is the end of the story. Yes, all those things I just listed, those might very well be reasons that you haven't met someone yet. Okay. But to beat yourself up for being single or to overthink why you're single because you're so amazing, it does nothing. It serves no purpose. And it distracts you from the amazing upside of being single. And that's realizing that being single is this fleeting time in life. It's a time you won't get back. It's a time that you should celebrate, frankly. And that's all you need to know. You're single because you're single. Right now, you're just single. That's the way it is. Right now is the time to do what you want, become who you want, and become complete in a way that, frankly, a relationship can't offer. And I would direct you specifically to my episode called Single is Your Superpower and the journal by the same name for all the reasons why I think being single is so amazing. I won't go into all of them again here. But like, for the record, it's cliche to say that being single is a time where you could do whatever you want. You could be selfish. You could travel, whatever. Yes, very, very, very true. But it truly is a time where you can become complete on your own. It's the time where you take all those great things that make you a catch, your success, your personality, how cute you are, your loyalty, your drive, everything that makes people question why you're single. It's the time for you to take all those amazing qualities about you and use them to become complete. You throw them in a smoothie and you drink that bitch and you enjoy it, and it's not missing anything. And that's the fact. You're not incomplete because you're not in a relationship, and there's nothing wrong with you being content with what you are, what you have, who you are right now. In fact, I think it's a power move. I love referencing power moves on the podcast, but you are a gift. You are a catch, a total package of everything. And one day, yes, one day you'll decide, and someone else will decide, that you're ready to share that together with another human. But until then, it's a power move to hang on to it. And how attractive you are, how successful you are, how talented you are, it says nothing about whether you should be single or not. It's completely up to you, right? And even if your response to this is being like, well, I don't want to be single anymore, but I can't seem to find the right person for me who is worthy of this smoothie, right? Then I still say that's okay. How is that something to get down on yourself about? How is that something to start assuming that you're falling behind? You have so much going for you. So focus on that. And when you do, I'm confident you'll become a magnet for someone who deserves it. But to put yourself in a corner and let comments like, you're too cute to be single, get to you, that does nothing. It does nothing. So I say, appreciate what you have. Love what you have, who you are, And remember that you're not incomplete because you're single. You're not incomplete because you're single. And, you know, trust me, I say this a lot. This is like my little soundbite, but it's like, amidst all the things you might come to regret in your life, being single is not one of them. I really don't see how it's possible in retrospect to ever be like, I regret being single. Because you might regret dating the wrong person for too long. You might regret being in a toxic relationship. You might regret trusting the wrong person and so on and so on. But you'll never regret the time you spend being single. Even if it's longer than you expected or longer than you wanted. You are cute, talented, driven, successful, kind, whatever. That is what makes you the total package. And that's all you need to know. And you're complete in that package. And there's power in recognizing this. In that you're powerful on your own in what you are and what you do right now. Like, to my first point, love is a gift. Love is power. It's life-changing. But it's important to recognize that you're not powerless without it. You're not less without it. You're not falling behind without it. And most important, you're not incomplete without it. So that's it. I'll end it right here. Just something to think about, something to remember if you find yourself doubting your journey or people are saying those comments to you that you're too cute, too whatever to be single. So if this was helpful, I'd love it if you'd share this episode with a friend, share the podcast with a friend, just DM it to them, text it to them, email the link and tell them to hit subscribe. And that's it. Thank you so much for supporting me. Thank you so much for visiting newmindsethoodist.com. Thank you for listening. And until next episode, I'm out.